This is WABF. It is 8:24 and 56 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Chip Harrington, director, band leader of the Mobile Big Band Society. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Lori.
Thank you for joining us today. Many of us have had the pleasure to enjoy the band playing at various locations, including the Bluegill on the Causeway, and you've got a special event coming up this weekend that you want to tell us about.
But first, Chip.
Go
ahead.
That's okay. I was just wondering, before we talk about the event, let's talk about the band itself. What is the Mobile Big Band Society?
Sure. The Mobile Big Band Society is a 19-piece swing band. We've been around for 12 or 13 years now. We are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to keep the group music of the 20th century big band era alive and well. We've been promoting it and playing this wonderful music at the Bluegill every third Tuesday of the month for over a decade now. COVID kind of messed us up for a while, but we're still kicking, and we're really looking forward to this Friday night.
And tell us about your winter dance.
We have traditionally had a Valentine's or a sweetheart dance. We elected to have it a little bit early this year because of some minor conflicts, as you can imagine. And we're calling it a winter dance, but it's basically the same program, the same show that we have been doing for years, our Valentine's dance. We'll serve dinner, and we'll play those great tunes that you're used to hearing. We'll be at the Riverview Plaza downtown, and we're really looking forward to it.
That is at the Riverview, the Renaissance Mobile Riverview Plaza, Friday night. And how do we get tickets?
There's a website that if you look up the Mobile Big Society, Big Band Society website, there will be a link to buy tickets to the winter dance there. You can also find the link on our Mobile Big Band Society Facebook page.
So just Google Mobile Big Band Society, or the website is mobilebigband.org. And that is this Friday night, January 21st. Tickets are $60 a person, and that includes, like you said, the lovely seated dinner, the music, and a cash bar. And what a lovely venue.
It's our fourth year to do it there, I believe. Like I said, we've been around for a while, and we've had it at various locations, but we love the way it feels and the service we get at the Riverview. It's really, I don't want to overuse the word classy, but it is first rate. It really feels like you're stepping back in time.
I am having memories, and we're talking probably over 20 years ago, of some type of a big band jazz brunch on Sundays at the Riverview. Some of y'all probably were involved in that.
That's right. That's the old Bob Schultz band. I'm glad you said that, because the Mobile Big Band Society is just the latest generation of a great tradition of big bands in the Mobile area. If you've been around a while, you may have heard of the Lagman Band and then the Bob Schultz Band. What you're describing is the Bob Schultz Band.
I remember. I can recall the name now.
Right. And my band, the Mobile Big Band Society, is made up of the best professional musicians of the North Coast, all the way from Clearwater, Florida, to New Orleans, Johannesburg, sometimes Birmingham, but a number of the people that are in the band are former members of the Bob Schultz Band, and I am one of those people. I'm a trumpet player, and Bob Schultz hired me when I was just beyond a kid in 1987.
Wow.
And there have probably four or five of us that met back there playing with the Bob Schultz band at the Mardi Gras balls and at the Dennis Lunch at the River Noon and things like that.
So are the band members volunteers?
Oh, no. These are paid professionals. And that's one of the... This is a fundraising event for our organization. But these are career professional musicians, and this is not their only gig.
Right.
And we one of the incentives that you have to have a professional level band is, you know, it's got to be worth it to the player to
sure.
come and do it.
Sure, but I guess
not
I was...
A church choir. Not a church choir. You know, it's not people that come just for the love of the music. They do.
Right.
They're wonderful players, but they're paid professionals.
I was just puzzled because you're a non-profit. So everything goes back to the musicians in order to continue.
Nonprofit.
Okay.
The goal, the nonprofit goal is to educate the public on this art form. It's an arts organization. But just like a professional orchestra, you know, the New York Philharmonic is
mm-hmm.
a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pay your professional musicians what it takes to get them to play for you.
Now, I've been to the Bluegill before to see a show, and there was no cover charge. So
but the musicians are paid.
That's good. That's
the organization pays the band. We have an arrangement with the Bluegill, and we are supported by the Bluegill, but not by cover charge.
That's lovely.
We
I mean,
tips.
Yeah.
We do accept tips, and we get good tips at that event every time, and that goes to the band.
Okay.
But I would suggest to anybody that is the best entertainment value you can find is no cover at the Bluegill listening to the Mobile Big Band.
Now, I don't mean to keep giving Bluegill free commercials, but I want to give y'all publicity. So is that still going on in the wintertime, or is there a certain schedule?
We take November, December, and January and February off. It's an outdoor venue for us. And the weather is just too unpredictable, as I heard you talking about earlier.
Right, right.
So our off season are the winter months. We crank back up with the third Tuesday shows in March, and we go through October.
Okay, all right. Well, we need to make sure our audience catches one of those. If not, the winter dance this Friday night at the Renaissance. You mentioned that some of the members are from other areas, so they travel in for your shows.
They do.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
And...
I have a number of retired professional military band members. Those guys are just incredible. I got one guy named John Yates. He drives over 2.5 hours from Clearwater, Florida. He's a lead trumpet player formerly with the Strategic Air Command. Big band. He did that for 25 years, I think. I've got another trumpet player named Alan Beeson. He lives in Pensacola. He's a former trumpet instructor and jazz band leader at the University of Missouri. I could go on and on. They will all be introduced at the show on Friday night, and I would love to have everybody come out and experience it in person.
And you can go to mobilebigband.org or just search the Mobile Big Band Society. I have to know, do you have an album or a CD or recordings available? Have y'all done that yet?
We've not made any commercial recordings. We have to come here as live, but I think it's time for us to do that.
I do too.
We've been asked, but we've never done a CD for sale.
Well, there's a new idea for 2022.
That's a great suggestion.
Chip, is there anything else you would like us to know about the Mobile Big Band Society that I have not thought to ask?
Well, yes, we are not limited to the Bluegill, and we're not limited to the big bands. If you will follow us, you will see that we play regularly in lots of different places. A friend of mine, who you probably know, Cat Certain,
yes.
Every year he has a sunset concert series at Bay Point Park in Daphne. We've been doing that for 8 or 9 years now. It's an annual event, but that's your audience would be, you know, that's within reach of your audience.
Oh, yes.
We also have a Mother's Day concert every year at Washington Square Park. These are free events for the public. And on Mother's Day in Washington Square Park in the Oakley Garden District in Mobile, we play that every year. So keep your eyes open. You can see us if you want to see us. And one more thing. There are a number of swing dance organizations in the area, and one of our favorite things is that these swing dance clubs will follow the band around, and you can also, not only do you get to hear the music, you get to see these wonderful dancers doing the Lindy Hop and the Jitterbug and all these things that, like I said, it's like going back in time.
My coworker Mark is one of those dancers. You may know him.
There you go.
Yes. And he's one of the reasons I found out about y'all playing. And yes, it's so much fun not just to enjoy the music, but to watch the dancers as well. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought up.
Well, another thing, too, some people have a stereotype audience demographic for this type of group. I'll tell you that the guys on stage range in age from mid-20s to late 70s. I mean, it's a very wide range. But the audience members, some of our best audience members are under 10 years old. If a child hears this music, they instantly love it. You know, you've got a fan for life because it's timeless music. It's just wonderful music.
Well, it's beautiful that you're able to carry out the mission and playing music that you're so passionate with and about. So it's just lovely. We hope lots of folks come to see you this Friday night for the winter dance at the Renaissance Riverview Plaza and or at one of the various venues coming up in the spring. Thank you, Chip.
Thank you, Lori. It's been a pleasure.
You too. Thank you. Chip Harrington, the band leader for the Mobile Big Band Society. Find them online, mobilebigband.org, or just Google it. And if you want to tell a friend about this, perhaps they missed the interview or et cetera, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.